Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today as I'm in the first chapter of the book of Acts. Peter is standing in the midst of the disciples in verse 15, about 120 people, and he preaches the sermon. He begins to lead them towards what will ultimately be a vote for who will replace Judas. Now, over the last few days, I spoke about Judas Iscariot's betrayal of Christ. I talked a little bit about the suicide of Judas and what the communion elements in his belly would have meant for him spiritually, how the hanging of Christ would have been his hanging, and I talked about the field of blood purchased with the 30 pieces of silver. I talked about what the 30 pieces of silver would have represented to a Jew. Go back over those last few days, I encourage you. What I want to do now is show you, first of all, an interesting side note to the writing style of Luke. If you'll look at verse 16 and 17, you'll notice that they start and stop. Verse 16 begins and verse 17 ends with quotes, because Peter is speaking to the assembled 120. However, verses 18 and 19 are bookended with parentheses. And the reason for this is 18 and 19 is the author interjecting in the middle of the sermon. So Peter says to them in 16 and 17, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry." Now, Luke jumps in 18 and 19, and in parentheses, what is called in Bible study, a parenthetical passage, Luke makes the statement to the reader. Now, Peter may have made a similar statement to his audience, but it's not recorded as such. The statement made to the reader is, "Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language, Ekeldama, that is, field of blood." So we're getting some information that would have been known by those in the room, and as a reader, we're getting some information that would not have been known for several years. He says, it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. So it's not knowledge that is completely out there yet. I find that interesting to look at from a literary standpoint. Then we go back. The very next verse, verse 20, opens the quotes again. This is Peter. All we've really seen is Luke interjecting some commentary into the middle of Peter's sermon. "For it is written," we're in verse 20, "in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it." Let's go read that. Psalms chapter 69 and verse 25. I do find it quite fascinating that Peter is quoting the Old Testament. He's not even preaching a sermon, but he's making connections with Old Testament scriptures. Psalms chapter 69 and verse 25, "Let their dwelling place be desolate, let no one live in their tents." Well, who is he talking to? Well, based upon the context of Psalms chapter 69, this is a psalm of David. It is a plea for help in the time of trouble. The very first phrase of the chapter, "Save me, O God." And so he's got a lot of people causing problems in his life. He says in verse 17, "Don't hide your face from your servant. I'm in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul. Reproach," verse 20, "has broken my heart. I'm full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was no one. I looked for comforters. I found none. They gave me gall for food, and for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink." The disciples would have watched that happen at Calvary and immediately made an inference that this was Jesus. We're going to see what they do with that information as we're out of time today. I'll see you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.